Home Sweet Home Chicago.
So this is Jack Arnold from Arnold Electric. We've invited him on the show.
What an honor.
We had him call in, and it got in his veins.
He's addicted.
That's what I'm talking about.
Getting texts all the time. Hey, any openings? I'm like, dude.
Chill out.
You're from Harvard.
You need a DeLorean to do that.
Right.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's love right there, Jack. You got to rejoin on the same show that you're on. He must have slipped Benny a 20. I've been waiting for stuff for the past, like, since March. And you get it the same show. 312.
Well, it's Jack. You're Dave.
Obviously. Right. Obviously. Okay. Jack must be dropping Benjamins. I'm just dropping Franklins. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So you are here, but during the show earlier, during one of the break, you and Jeremy were having this in-depth conversation about EV chargers that I think we should talk about.
Yeah.
Something about one of your clients said that one of the car dealerships
were over-quoting
installation.
Let's do a PSA real quick.
Can you just rehash that story for our listeners?
Well, Arnold Electric's a Tesla-certified EV charger installer, and so we get a lot of referrals from the website, and then we market for that as well. So we get a ton of calls for that, and then one of the biggest objections we hear on the phone, they ask, well, what's it going to cost?
Yeah, what's the investment?
So the investment on average is $1,500 to $2,500, which means some are going to be substantially more, some are going to be a little bit less.
There's a lot that goes, like, people don't know, there's a lot that goes into it, like what currently
goes into it. Talk about what goes into it.
Well, yeah, I'll let the electrician say it.
Well, yeah, I mean, your EV is basically like a smart car, right? It's not that much different than a smartphone in a lot of regards, and it requires the amount of power that an electric oven or stove is going to take to operate. So that's a 50 or 60 amp circuit, which is a thick gauge wire, it's thick conduit, and then you got to get that circuit all the way from the panel to wherever you're charging your car,
assuming that you even have that spot, right? So you might even have to upgrade your panel.
That's
just
correct.
To do that. I mean, so for a car dealership to say, hey, it's $750, $800.
That's what we hear all the time. Well, they told me $750 or $800 at the dealership, and it's like, the guy just wanted to get the car sold and out the door, like he wants the thing sold. So, people need to be aware that that could be, you might need to upgrade your service too from 100 to 200 amp service, and
which is a good idea always. I mean, in older homes, people had six slots. Push-o-matics, right? Fuses.
Push-o-matics, yeah.
So, I mean, nowadays, we're using a lot more power. We got a lot more electronics. We got a lot more things to plug in.
That's right.
It's a good idea to do that anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you take a look around your house. I mean, not much operates without electricity,
Yeah.
And that's really the lifeblood of your house is your electrical panel. Without it. I live in the country, too, and we don't have water. We're at a well, so if we lose power,
you can't use the worst.
I could deal without a little bit of electricity and throw some candles on if I got city water, but that's not often always the case. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you got that drawer that's got the battery operated stuff. At least I do, but that's a whole other topic. 312-981-7200.
Another show.
It's my drawer.
Okay, good. It's your drawer.
Are we live? 312-981-7200. Are we on the air? That red light.
We're on the air. That red light means something.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say you're in a home built in the 50s or 60s.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Typical service, wasn't expecting 60, 70 years later, we're going to be plugging our cars into the wall.
Right, right. Okay?
So you've got a circa 1960, 70 home, which a lot of our listeners have right now.
Yep.
And in the next 10 to 15 years, if they're still alive, most likely they're going to be driving a car. One or two of their cars, you're going to have to plug it in.
Yep.
Okay, so what are we looking at as an investment to upgrade not only that house to handle the service that's needed to plug in a car, but to also take it from the panel, the entire house, and to install a charger in the garage or in the lean-to or wherever you're going to plug the back of your house. What are we talking about? Is it $5,000?
I mean, ten grand? I think the tricky question, I like to play the alphabet game on those houses, right? So asbestos, lead, like all those things are real factors in a house. That plaster, all those things are real factors. So it's kind of the alphabet game and the delightful domino effect, right? So it could be... It could be a big cost.
Yeah, it could be.
Because you got to open stuff up. You got to inspect some things. You can't cut through those materials because they're toxic.
Asbestos line, the asbestos lined wires.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Cloth cover wire. Yep. You know, if you're going full home rewire, service upgrade, EV charger, I mean, you're looking in the ballpark of $15,000 to $20,000. Okay. You know, so
these are the things our listeners need to know.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
If you're living in a home built in the '50s or sixties or seventies,
and it's never been upgraded.
Never been upgraded.
It's chances are there's going to be cloth covered wire, knob and tube wire potentially still, or it's like a rubber coated wire.
It'd be like a Romex.
TW wire. Yeah. You know, that stuff's starting to deteriorate and be in the same ballpark as cloth covered wire. You know, so we get a lot of calls like, I want to put a ceiling fan up, and I've never had an electrician in my house, you know, in the last 10 years, and pull the ceiling fan down, there's cloth-covered wire. It's like, well...
What does that mean? I know what it means, but what does it mean for our listeners, cloth-covered wires?
That there's a potential fire hazard in your house. Yeah. You know, just going to...
Can you remove some of it? Or do you have to remove all of it if you start messing with it?
You can... I recommend replacing it all. I mean, everything in your house that, you know, from light bulbs, plugs, switches, and wiring, there's a lifespan on it. It's a consumable product over time. Electricity generates heat, so the heat is just wearing out that wire and that insulation, and you can't really just replace that run. In some situations, you can, but it at that point, just go for it.
Is that cloth asbestos lined?
Some of it is. Yeah, and then some of it's, you know, knob and tube where it's not even in a conduit
That knob and tube is wild.
Yeah.
It looks like a Tesla. Like
it's knob and tube.
A Nikola Tesla.
Ceramic insulators nailed to a 2x4 wall behind a wall with wire on the ceramic insulators.
Like wrapped around it.
Ironically, that was the name of my cricket team back in high school.
Was Knob and Tube.
Knob and Tube.
Different meaning there.
Yeah. Knob and Tubers.
Knob and Tubers.
We were awesome.
I bet you were awesome.
We were great.
But if somebody had a house built in 2010, right, and it didn't have all these things, what does that look like then?
Yeah, so 2010, you know, the code's still updated a couple times, so you're going to want to have an electrician in your house once a year just to pull the panel cover off, pull the meter off, make sure no wires are burning up or anything like that. Reset your breakers and test your GFIs.
And if you come out and do that, what's that cost?
So right now, the whole home maintenance and safety inspection is typically $89, but right now, it's for a limited time, there's no charge for it. So,
what?
Wow.
Yeah.
So I can just call you and you're just going to show up and be smart?
Yep.
For
done.
Free?
I'll take it.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Sign me up.
I hope you're prepared for that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Amazing.
We want to help people out.
We got to take a break. Phone number for our listeners that want to take advantage of that now.
773-647-1120 or check us out at arnoldelectricchicago.com.
All right, we're going to come back with more.
I'll answer Sarah's question too about a 2010 house.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. What is the cost difference between installing a regular circuit breaker?
Installing, but I got it. Installing a regular circuit breaker and a GFI or a arc fault circuit breaker.
What did I say?
Insulating.
Oh, it's the same thing. 312-981-7200. Let's not split hairs here. Again,
Let's not split wires here.
INSTFRA.
Right. Thank you,
same
Sarah.
Same thing. Yeah, I got you.
Where I was going.
I got you, bud.
What do you think I like? The only thing I'm missing are my hair extensions, and you couldn't tell us apart. 312-981-7200 to make a pros call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago and 720 WGN.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Just called Arnold Electric for the free inspection. Listening to you guys saves money. Thanks, 773. So what's your service area?
So we service all of McHenry, Lake County, Kane County, DuPage County, northern Cook County, as far south as Evergreen Park, and then all of Naperville.
Okay. You even go to Naperville.
See, yep.
Jeremy? He
goes, hey.
Oh, you don't go there, Jeremy?
I did a virtual visit for a customer in Naperville the other day. It's just so hard to get our techs out there.
Joe hates Naperville. Joe hated Naperville.
It's just hard.
Isn't it like hard to get second, in and out of. I think it's the second biggest city in Illinois now.
It is
second
or third, yeah. We service Chicago.
Yeah. Right?
There's like six zip codes.
So we can't service them all.
Yeah. There's like six zip codes in Naperville.
Yeah.
You can't get to the...
I tell people, if you live in Naperville, work, eat, breathe, and sleep Naperville, it's great. But if you want to get in or out, it's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
700 freaking traffic lights. Yeah. Unless you go in with the helicopter. All right. So let's talk about this inspection one more time, because you seem to hit a nerve with our listeners here, which is what we are here to do. What does a inspection entail? How long does it take? How long is your service tech inside the house? What are you looking for?
Right.
With that typically $89.99, but now is complimentary. For how long is it complimentary?
We haven't quite decided yet. Okay. We started doing it middle of July. We're just going to run with it a little bit longer and test it out. See how it works out for everybody.
So are you looking at like smoke detectors? Do you test all the outlets and switches, dimmers?
Yep, exactly. So I think it's a 36-point safety and maintenance inspection now. We're looking at the meter, the panels, making sure the breakers are sized properly. We're testing the GFCIs, testing all the outlets, smoke detectors, anything else that the client might have. It's hard to find a good electrician that'll just go out and change light bulbs. We'll do that too. We only do residential home service work, so we're just going through and inspecting it, because a lot of people think of their HVAC system where they have to have annual maintenance and tune-ups. They don't necessarily think about that with your electrical system. And electrical, if you catch it right away, it's a parts swap. If you wait and your outlet's not working, the wire's going to burn up, and then you got an electrician in your house for half a day replacing wire and...
Sure.
Recircling the house. So, we're just letting people just inform them about what's going on with their electrical system.
What's the biggest thing that you're finding? I mean, what's the biggest deficiency that as you're doing the inspections, is there a top two or top three categories that it falls
into? Yeah, GFCI is not working. If you cracked open a GFCI, there's a little circuit board in there, and if you're not exercising them, at least once a year, they're not going to trip.
What is a GFCI?
A ground fault circuit interrupter. So it's a point of use safety device. It's an outlet that's in the wall that you'll see in your kitchen or your bathroom, and it's going to trip faster than a circuit breaker.
So it's got those two buttons on it.
Yep. Okay. Test and reset.
Got it.
Yep.
It reverses the flow of electricity, so you don't get electrocuted if water comes on it.
Yeah, it stops it right there. Everyone thinks that your circuit breakers are what's going to protect you. The circuit breakers are designed to protect the wire so the wires don't overheat and melt the insulation. The GFCI is going to trip almost instantaneously if there's a ground fault. If you happen to be, washing dishes and your kid knocks a toaster that's on into the dish, while you're doing dishes, it's going to trip and you're not going
to
get hurt.
Are you guys checking all the outlets to make sure they're grounded?
Yep.
Okay, so that's a common one where people...
Yeah.
Especially in older houses.
Yep.
They didn't ground the outlets.
No, non-grounded outlets, hot and neutral reverse. Yep.
We see double tapped in a lot of home inspections.
Breakers,
and then the wrong size gauge.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep.
It happens a lot on home inspections.
Yep. You can't just put a 20-amp breaker on a wire that's rated for 15 amps. Again, that's...
Well, you can.
You can. Yeah. If you want to, start the wire on fire.
It's not a good
idea. Go for it.
Yeah. But for people who are looking to sell in the future, it's great to do that because those things do come up.
Yep.
You have to have the GFCI near the laundry, kitchen, bathroom, outside. Rain, water, if there's hose spigots, you have to have it there. Those come up on virtually every inspection.
Yep.
And if you're FHA, they're going to look for that, even if it doesn't come up in the inspection. And then looking at the panel itself, I mean, the inspector, who is by no means an electrician, is going to give their 2 cents. But then they're always going to have an electrician come out to fix it because those things are so common.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Those are the most common things that come up on the home inspector's report.
Mm-hmm.
And home inspectors are jack of all trades. They're
not an expert in any.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they could be, but they also have to defer to that because they're not doing that
licensed
service
for it. Right. That's exactly right.
So they could be brilliant. It's just.
What's your email, Sarah, for all the home inspectors who want to take up
I'm
going to start getting tight.
Home inspectors are wonderful. I love my home inspectors, but they're not licensed to do HVAC. Or
they're not.
They have to defer to an expert.
Sarah Leonard at sarahleonard.com.
Yeah. I am a very big supporter. Me and my hair love our home inspectors. Yeah.
We're going to dive deeper into the next hour. We're going to open it up for everybody. Teresa and Palatine, we're going to get to you after the break, I promise. What's your phone number for all of our listeners that are interested in the complimentary home inspection of everything electrical within their home?
Yeah, so that number, 773-647-1120.
All right, and here's another one. We're going to hit a break. Arnold Electric, I have a 2.3 gang. Is that right? 2.3? Or is that a point?
I have 2.3 gang switches from 1960 within a single switch plate. Are they still available?
Hang tight for that answer. That's called a tease.
It's an electrical tease right there.
I don't even know what that means, but that sounds really cool. 312-981-7200. 312-981. You're the official
Maybe
reader.
The communicator, the wordsmith.
Let's not push it.
Okay.
I mean, you're like going up the elevator here. All right. Just wanted you to go to the second floor.
Yeah.
Why don't you read the text during the rest of the show, because I'm obviously having
You're having some technical difficulties,
mental challenges.
That's okay.
Here.
I got you.
The eyes are seeing it, but it's not getting to the brain to get to the mouth. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.